Oh, I'm in a great mood. It's a great time of year. Everything is going good, man. Healthy, healthy, healthy. That's the number one thing. If you're healthy, who? If you're not, hang in there. Hang in there. I'm going to send the healing vibes right through the microphone, right through wherever you're listening, your speakers right now. Boom, 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 boom. I'm feeling. You'll get better. This is the Rock Stops Here podcast. It's not an X's and O's. It's behind the scenes. I talk to those that have made it to the top. Some are ascending. Some have already been to the top. How did they get there? And what I have learned in over 2 years now, they're just like you and me. Oh, money helps. Fame helps. No doubt. It does. But life is ups and downs. Nobody has a perfect life. And just be good. Don't be a jag-off. Don't be a jerk-off. That's what I've learned in over 2 years of interviewing 100 and whatever it is, 20 guests, 30 guests or whatever. I got a good one today. She is drop-dead gorgeous. She's a model, but she is not on this Rock Stops Here podcast just because she is beautiful. She is Lindsay Marie Brewer. And she is in her first year as a driver in IndyCar. She's at the top. She made it all the way through many, many years. And she's out of Colorado. We talked a little bit before we did this podcast. And really, really cool. Down to earth. Not a diva at all. Just real. Man, I'm pushing for her. So when do you get to meet her? But first, let me tell you about my sponsor. And that is if you're in the Pinellas County in Tampa Bay, if you are in Pinellas or Hillsborough, Hernando, Pasco counties, there is only one place to go to if you need new windows and doors, whether you have a business or you're a homeowner. It's Lipton, Lipton Window and Door of Newport Richey. Visit their showroom in Newport Richey, Tim Lipton, family-owned business. He's been in business for decades now, and they are Tampa Bay's premier window and door contractor. Fully trained staff, factory back warranty, customer service is number one, fair pricing number two, and number three, an exceptional product. Give them a call today. Tell them I sent you Rock Riley, and they're the best. They never compromise. Someone at Lipton will always answer the phone. That's what I like. Monday through Friday, it's not a recording. 727-372-2455, 727-372-2455. Replacement doors, replacement windows. Get them now. Hurricane season is on the way. Lipton, Window and Door, Newport Richey. All right, let me get to my guest. Lindsay Marie Brewer. She deserves to be where she is. Was Danica Patrick one of her drivers that she looked up to? Of course. Wait till you also hear who she really has looked up to. She's with the big boys now. She's out of Colorado. We talked a little bit before we did the podcast about that. But anyway, let me introduce her. Very, very cool. Very down to earth. The lovely, the talented Lindsay Marie Brewer. All right, Lindsay, so congratulations. You've been doing this a while, but this is a big step up for you this season. Are you excited, and what do you think is the biggest thing for you stepping up now?
So, yes, I'm very excited, obviously, to be with Juncos and to have my C4 sponsorship, G-Technic. It's going to be really great. I know it's a big step up, but, you know, I think this year I'm going to focus on doing my best, just learning, not setting expectations too high, but still being confident and pushing the limits and just honestly making this year all about learning and all about getting experience and enjoying it. And obviously I'm going to be the most competitive that I can be, but again, being realistic and yeah, learning. I think learning's probably my biggest goal for this weekend and this year.
Now, when you first started in karting when you were little, and you did, you know, you karted, you were all over the place. You did it for quite a few years. Was it something that the first time you did, I think it was like 11 years old, were you just like hooked then?
Yes, yes. From the very first time I set foot in the kart, I was completely hooked. You know, I grew up in Colorado, so I was four-wheeling, snowmobiling, doing outdoorsy, you know, motorized vehicle things, but so I think that's why when I jumped into a go-kart, I just fell in love with it. I couldn't keep the smile off my face. And I told my dad right when I came back in, I was like, when do I get to go back out again? And I wanted to go out literally the next day. So we went back the next day. And then my dad bought me a go-kart after a couple days because I was so hooked. And ended up winning the regional championship my first year. It was great, and just, yeah, fell in love from very early on.
Now, when you went to college in San Diego, you took time off. That was to really, you know, concentrate on college. But when you were going, was there ever a doubt that you were going to do something else, or you were just waiting to get your degree? What was it like then?
It was difficult. I knew I wanted to get a degree, but I would have raced at the same time if I had the budget. It was more just a budget constraint issue. Of course, grateful that my family was able to support me through college, but they weren't able to in racing. And so I had doubts at times, you know, like in my mind, I was like, will I race again? You know, I felt this pit and this piece of me that was missing and this passion that was gone out of my life. So it was a very difficult time in that regard. But in the back of my mind, I knew I'd be back. And that's kind of when I started growing my social media, and I knew that I was going to utilize this for sponsorship and to get back in the car. So I had a plan the whole time. I just hoped it worked, which it has so far. So we'll see.
Now, there was a time too where you could have stayed in like a female division. You decided to go in the open wheel co-ed to compete against the guys. Why was that? You wanted to go against the best of the best?
Agreed. You know, I do think it's great, the opportunities that like F1 Academy and the W Series are giving women. But at the same time, I think it's best to go against the best of the best. And again, I know I'm in very competitive series, so, you know, maybe I don't get on the podium or I haven't won a race yet, and it's all about learning. But that's, again, part of competing against the best of the best, and I'm just, again, out here to learn. And yeah, I think just learning and being around the strongest drivers is going to get you there quicker.
How much different is modeling compared to what you do behind the wheel of a race car?
I mean, modeling, I think, is more, and social media is more just fun for me. It's something I enjoy, showing fans like a glimpse of the behind the scenes of my life and lifestyle like that. But racing's my true passion and what I enjoy doing. So yeah, modeling's fun to do, but it's not who I am. And I think being a driver is who I am. So that's the biggest difference.
Two more. Any role models? Is there a Danica Patrick? Is it somebody like that? Or is there anybody?
I mean, of course, Danica Patrick, how can she not be a role model with what she's done in racing as a woman? She didn't take shit from anyone. She was a tough cookie, and respect her a lot. I also think Dan Weldon's a big inspiration to me, of course. He has that series coming out now, which I think is going to be, I know, insane. And I just was with his two boys yesterday at that Car for Kids charity race, which was great. So he's been one of my biggest, he was one of my biggest inspirations, still is today. And then, of course, I Lewis Hamilton's another big inspiration for me. What he does on and off the track for, you know, disadvantaged groups in racing, I think it's great. And I love fashion, and he's pretty big into fashion as well. So yeah, all three of those drivers, I would say, are pretty big inspirations for me.
Those are good ones. Yeah. I mean, Dan Weldon, oh my God. Yeah. I emcee the Dan Weldon Day here. Scott Dixon, there's some great ones. All right, last one. What advice do you have to, it could be a young driver, anyone. You've made it now, but you're still ascending at the top at IndyCar. What would the best piece of advice you could give?
I would say just never give up, as cheesy as that is. You know, there's so many times when people have doubted me. People still doubt me. They're wondering why I jumped up and I keep moving up. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of haters out there and a lot of things in your way that are going to try to stop you from achieving your goals. And you just got to put it behind you. Focus on what is on at hand. Like, focus on yourself and what your goals are, and you'll make it. Just don't give up.
Awesome. Best of luck. Continued success.
Thank you.
You know what? Being able to work, I worked in TV for many, many, many years, and there is no unattractive women that are on TV. Rarely, okay? So, and a lot of times, sometimes, like, beautiful women, they know that they can get their way around men. This is what I've seen and experienced, and some can be a little cocky. This is not the case with Lindsay. She's a model, a very successful model. I'll be posting pictures all week on my socials at Real Rock Riley on Twitter, or X and Instagram, Rock Riley on Facebook. You'll see. But you don't get to be an IndyCar driver just because you're beautiful. You know, you get behind that wheel. You're going that fast with that danger. You got to have skill. It is no joke. And when the IndyCar stop was here in St. Petersburg, I love going every year. I go to practice and I love going to the race, because when you get down at street level and they whiz by you so freaking fast, hairpin turns, how the strength that's needed, the skill, the focus, you better have good eyes, your reaction time, no fear. It's unbelievable. And Lindsay Brewer deserves to be there because she's done it, man. And I am pulling for her. Very, very nice. Like I said, so down to earth. And now you know. Now you know about her. Pull for her. And I'll be sure we'll be seeing her on that podium, man, in the years to come. That's what I'm hoping for. So thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I still have Scott Dixon that I got to bring you, and he's one of the all-time greats, really, in IndyCar. Hey, before I go any further, let me tell you about, remember, windows and doors. I know you need them. I know you're in Pinellas. You're in Pasco. You're in Hillsborough. You are in Pinellas Counties. Lipton Window and Door, Tim Lipton, running the show. Several decades, been in business, family-owned, operated. I visited their showroom in Newport Richey. You can do that. If you want to go there, go there. Meet them. If you want to call them, ask for Tim Lipton, 727-372-2455. They are the premier window and door contractor in Tampa Bay. It's the best value. They use cost-cutting technology, and customer service is their number one priority. Fully back warranty. 100% financing is available. And it's a fully trained staff. It isn't like these jabronis that are off the street. You know what I mean? Or the No. So it's Lipton Window and Door of Newport Richey. All righty, story time. What's happening? It feels good to be back. We're doing a little bit of traveling. I love traveling. And I wouldn't mind getting back out there on the road, but you know what? Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. You know, it costs money to travel, as you well know. Now, we do have a family vacation up in a cabin in Maine. My mother-in-law is father-in-law are springing it. The bill for all of us, family members, to come up there. Hunter's coming, my son too. Oh, that's going to make my daughter happy. And that's going to be great. And it's in June, right when it really gets toasty around here. And I'm going to love it, the change of seasons. But other than that, I'm here. It's also hockey playoff time, NHL playoffs. Now, I love it. I love it. But I was thinking about it, and here's my opinion. Here's the catchphrase. It's the best playoff in all of sports. You know, and I've agreed with that over the years. But I was really thinking about it before I did my podcast. When the NFL playoffs, wild card weekend, do or die, and then divisional games, and then the NFC and the AFC championship, and then the Super Bowl, like, that's pretty damn good to me. Baseball, the playoff start, World Series, NBA, I mean, all of them. When you know, I love them all. I really do. You know, because a lot of people always just say the hockey playoffs are the best. Well, to me, I love the football. I love NFL playoffs just as much. I do. But we've got it now this week. Here we go. Like, the Lightning are playing right now. And, you know, we'll see. They're up against a very good Florida Panther team. But again, I'm not going to get an X's and O's. I don't want to date this podcast. I only do it once a week. I want to do more. We'll see what's going to happen. We shall see. But right now, all is good. And I'll put everything I got into this one. So it's going to be fun. I continue to cover baseball. Last week, I was at the Trop quite a bit. For the Rays, I got to tell you, I love, my wife doesn't understand. Yeah, the games are great. And I know as a fan, you pay to go see the teams in games, whether it's NFL, MLB, wherever, hockey, I get it. I love before fans get in. I love seeing players, the warming up, the getting ready, the anticipation. I love getting on the field level, very, very lucky, behind the batting cage, to watch live batting practice of major leaguers. It blows me away. When you see, now, are the players stronger and their training and their nutrition is so much better now? Yes. Most players are bigger and stronger. Yes. Not all are jacked. And I'll see them in the locker room and you're like, if you didn't know that guy was a major league player, somebody would tell you, and he was walking down the street with we used to call him something different. I don't even know what you can say and can't say now. And an Italian type of sleeveless shirt. Who's going to cancel me? But you would not know. A lot of them. Okay. There are some that, boy, they are jacked. I got to tell you, in all the years that I've been covering Major League Baseball, and it's a long time, back in my days when I lived in Jersey and went to Yankee Stadium and Shea Stadium before Citi Field. That's how long I've been around. And, of course, coming down here, I also was in Denver when the Colorado Rockies started, and then, of course, drove from Littleton, Colorado, right to here to Tampa, and I've been here ever since 25, 6, 7 years, something like that now. I can't even keep track. I was blown away. The Angels were here last week, and I got to be up close to Mike Trout. You know what? He's, for as big of a star as he is, the way he carries himself, the way that the people in the Angels organization, he's like a regular guy. He's a big Philadelphia Eagles fan. He grew up in, I think it was on the Jersey, South Jersey side, but he's a big Eagles guy. He's a good guy. And he's an incredible hitter. And it was funny, too, because I was walking across to go over to the third base dugout. That's where the Angels are. And I was going to see, I got Mark Gubiza. He's a broadcaster, used to be a pitcher. I already got him last year, and I saw him there. I didn't need to get him again. And I went over to that side, and Trout was in a group taking BP. And, you know, yeah, he's hitting some home runs, but just like every other major league hitter. Of course, in the series, he's hitting bombs, you know, game time. One of those that just turns it up during the game. He's a superstar. But Miguel Sano, 6'4", 245, jacked beyond belief. He hit batting practice balls the hardest that I have ever seen. I had already, well, it was funny. I was walking across and the grounds crew, a lot of the guys there that I know, and there's a cart right there, and the former Eckerd, it's a Division II baseball program, the former Eckerd College, Matthews, his name is, Bill Matthews, and he's been the scorer for the Tampa Bay Rays now since he retired from Eckerd Baseball, but he was a longtime Eckerd College baseball, and he's a great guy, he's a baseball guy. He Division II college. He loved what he was doing. And now he's been the official scorer for the Tampa Bay Rays for, I don't know, 10, 15 years, something like that. And he just had like a hip replacement or something. So he sits on that cart and he watches BP. And I walked by and Trout was swinging. And I said, he was there and one of the grounds crew guys was sitting in the front. And I just said, hey, that guy's got a good swing. And the other guy goes, it's worked out for him. And it was Trout. So just making a joke, Bill laughed. I went over on that side. Went over. I was looking around, see who I could get. Is there anybody around? No. No, I'll head back over on the other side. Now, the Rays are the home team. They've already taken their batting practice. And then they're gone inside. They'll change. They'll put on their game unis, their game jerseys. You know, they don't hit and take BP when they come out early. It's like a practice t-shirt, whatever. Although Randy Arozarena, he's their star, and he has the cutoff hoodie, and he's got the guns. You know, he's worked out a little bit stronger. He wants to show off the guns. You know, I get it. He hits some bombs too. Yandy Diaz. But I'm back over on the Rays side on the field, and I'm just watching this Miguel Sano. I'm not kidding you. He is crushing it, and it's a line shot. It's a line drive off the bat. It's hitting off the back wall in left field. It has to be putting a dent when it hits a seat. I was blown away. And then I look up his average. It's not that good. Again, you know, there's some guys that you can be great in practice. I've seen that in football where they're not that great in practice and they turn it up game time. And like Trout isn't hitting the ball as hard as this guy. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, he is freaking jacked. I was just blown away. That's what, you know, the defense, their defense, how smooth they are. It's just everything. It's the major league level. You can tell a difference. You go to minor league games. Guys have skill. They're good. But boy, oh boy, when you're up at the bigs, there used to be a guy in the scouting department years ago with the Tampa Bay Rays. And he was funny. He was tight with Chuck Lamar, who used to be the general manager. I'm going back a little bit. And this, I don't even know. I don't know if this guy passed or what. He was a character. And I said to him one time, I said, hey, man, you pitched in double A. Or lefty, or no, I think you made it to AAA, right? And he said, Rock, all that matters is this, if you made it to here. Doesn't matter. You know, because there's these guys always, oh, I used to throw 90. Oh, if I didn't get hurt, man, my knee. Oh, I was going to the show. Oh, my God, the chances of you going to the show, dude. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it was just interesting to see a guy hit, balls that were just on a line like missiles, and the way they were bam off the back wall in the seats. I've never seen anything like it. And who would know? Jose Canseco used to really hit some bombs when he was here with the Tampa Bay Rays. He was the only guy I ever saw. He bench pressed before games. I never saw a major league baseball man. You know what? I haven't seen a lot. I will tell you this: I don't even know anymore where they. Maybe they've revamped, you know, at the Trop. But there used to be this room, nothing to it. I don't even know if it was air conditioned, and there was an old school bench there with the free weights, and Jose Canseco would bench, yeah, and then he would go out and he would swing with the fences. Johnny Gomes, when he would take batting practice, that's another name. He would swing for defenses. Most of the guys are working on stuff. A lot of times they're working on going to the right field, maybe hitting line drives. Now they'll do it. Last year, when Arozarena was going to be in home run derby, they actually had the pitching. I think was it the pitching coach or the hitting coach? They had a timer, and they were timing. Because at home run derby, there's a clock, you know, and they were timing, and all he was doing was trying to go for the jack, the home run, because he's in home run derby. And I think if I remember correctly, after that, it did screw him up a little bit. But if you're not a baseball guy, oh, what was that going to do? Nothing. You know, they have days to come back. Baseball is a heavy mental game, man. It's strange. High-end eye coordination, it has to be everything. But anyway, that was interesting. So baseball, we're still rolling on. Everything is cool. And yes, now we've got the playoffs. Now, the one thing which is really, I think this is the best. The way you get to celebrate with Lord Stanley, the Stanley Cup. You know, when the Lightning won, you know, Stanley needs a tan, the Lightning. Players, coaches, sometimes stuff, they get to take that Stanley Cup back to their hometown. A lot of them take them into bars. Some take them into their yard and have a cookout. Family and friends can come on over. Lord knows some of the stories. God, I would like to get him on. There's a guy that travels around with that Stanley Cup. He always has the white gloves. But the stuff that they do to it, oh my God. He would be good. He would have some great stories because he's got to travel. Somebody's got to travel with it, you know. Sometimes, wasn't it dented recently? Somebody dented it. When drinking is involved. So Jason Kelce, I'm over the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. I don't want to be bombarded by it, but whatever. I don't want to be that get off my lawn, unhappy guy. I could care less. I could care less. But Jason Kelce was saying last week that he thinks that the Stanley Cup, that's the best tradition. He would love to do some things with his ring. What can he do with a ring compared to a big Stanley Cup? But he lost his rings. One was a replica. And the other one was his real ring. He and his brother were in a chili competition with the University of Cincinnati Bearcat players, and I guess he lost it in the chili. And they brought in one of those things. We used to see him back in Jersey on the beach, you know, that will pick up a metal detector. They tried everything, and he lost it. He lost his Super Bowl original ring. But I only brought that up because he says that he thinks that the Stanley Cup is the best tradition. I know a couple of years ago, John Cooper, who was the Lightning, still is the Lightning head coach. And I know two different people that were in a bar. One, I believe, was down in like Bradenton, Sarasota. And the other one was in Tampa. And they had no idea. They were at the bar when all of a sudden here comes John Cooper into the bar carrying the Stanley Cup held high and plops it down on the bar and drinks. Let's drink. And how about that? How about that's your night out? Just going out to the local bar. Same thing happened in Tampa. And they said it was so cool. And Cooper was cool. And they had a drink with him and they got to touch the Stanley Cup and pictures and just, you know, that's kind of cool, isn't it? That really is neat. Boy, I'm trying to remember the story and I'm seeing the picture now. I do remember the Stanley Cup getting dented. Did Gronk, I think Gronk with the Lombardi trophy, didn't he dent that thing? You know? And I was told, I'd like to double check. I know you guys will know, but when they had the boat parade, and Brady was, he was buzzed. And he took that Lombardi trophy and then just threw it underhand. And it wasn't Gronk. It was Cameron Brate, who was a tight end on the team. And he caught it. And he told us it was the biggest catch of his life. The most important catch. Because he didn't want it to go down into the Hillsborough River. And you know what? That river is not deep. Divers would have found that thing. It was like, oh, you think it's the ocean. It ain't deep. It ain't deep. But I think that was a replica. I don't think that was the Lombardi trophy. I should have looked it up and found out. I'll let you know on the next podcast. I'm sure you already know. But that was kind of neat. And you know what? Brady deserved it, man. He's avocado. He doesn't have a hamburger, nothing. You know what I mean? He won his seventh Super Bowl. Let him get a package, John. That's what my friend Rich Arcee, he's passed away. My buddy Ed, his brother, he used to always call it, do you get your package on? Let's go to the bar. We're going to get our package on. And I've said it to this day. I say it down here in Florida. Hey, going to get a package on? Like, what are you talking about? Get your buzz on. Anyway. And you know what? So Jason Kelce lost his Super Bowl ring. That would suck. Did you ever lose anything that was really, really, really important? See, I don't have any material things. I don't have anything. What is worse, though, now? Losing your wallet or losing your phone? I think it might be my phone. I can cancel my credit cards. I don't do Apple Pay. I know a lot do. I think my daughter even does. Oh my God, she's got it. She's unbelievable. She's a freshman year's just about done now. We'll be going into the summer and sophomore year. It is flying freaking by. But I mean, she's grown up on the phone. And like the other day, I don't know if I told this on a podcast. We're trying to watch the Sweets. We're trying to watch it, you know. And this and that, you know. We're not the buddy, especially, you know, Emily, you know, my wife. And so, no, she's had too much or this and that. So my wife was like, no, you're just going to have this tonight for dinner, whatever. And I don't remember what it was. I was out doing the lawn or working on the yard or something. So I wasn't here in the house. We try to have dinner at the same time, like as a family. A lot of times we don't, but we try. But she was telling me, she's like, no. And next thing you know, 20 minutes later, half hour later, delivery at the door. She just got on her phone. Uber Eats or whatever it is, DoorDash, boom, decided I'm going to get myself a dessert. Yeah, I think it was like a freaking, either like a slushy or something like that, delivered to the door. And they don't, you know, we don't want her to be open in the door, so it's contactless. You know, they just leave it there. Another day we noticed, you know, what do you got for dinner? Emily, what are we having? I don't know. Boom. Addie goes to the front door. Here's Chipotle. She ordered Chipotle. What the hell? I mean, oh my God, it's just. But if you don't have your phone, you know, and like in an airport, you know, the traveling that we've done, once you go through security and then you go through and your ticket is on your phone. Now I put it to Apple Wallet. So at least I got it there. But what if you're already through and then you're going to board and you don't have your, you know, your thing? I guess you got to, and what if they're boarding and you're in group C and, you know, right? You know, the wallet, I can cancel my credit cards. And if I go out, like I started driving out to, was it the Bucks the other day or whatever? It's like, ah, damn it, on my phone. Well, if I want to take video, take pictures, tweet, social media, sometimes I even write my stories on the phone. If I don't have my phone, what good is it me there just talking about it, right? I can't do that with my wallet. You know, it's just unbelievable how things have changed. But there I go, the old man. Oh, I used to do it like this back in the day. But all in all, and it was, you know, I was thinking back, there was a guy, so check this out. Publix is our supermarket here. So I go a lot and I just get one or two things, you know, a couple things, boom, boom. My wife's like, I can't believe you go so much. Whatever. So I'm going to Publix and a guy is walking in a parking lot to his car and he's got Slippery Rock. That's a college in Pennsylvania or a university, Slippery Rock. And, oh, I know it. So I said to him, and we're in Eastlake region of Upper Pinellas of Tampa Bay, Florida. I'm like, Slippery Rock. I never see a Slippery Rock shirt around here. And he had a big smile. I know that place. And he just smiled. Not everybody's going to engage. I got it. So I went and I was just laughing. When I was a senior in high school, this Joe Fiore, he has now since passed in my class. He, me, I don't know who else was there. We took a road trip to Wheeling, West Virginia. Spur of the moment. Gonna go visit a college. What the hell college is? I don't even know now. It's so freaking long ago. I was 17, 18 years old. So we had a road trip. We went and we stopped at Slippery Rock because his brother, I think it was him or was it another guy? I can't, it's all many years ago, was staying, went to school there. And so we stayed in the dorm and we stayed in the dorm. We slept on the floor. We drank, we partied, we had a good time and I lost my wallet. And we just kept going to Wheeling, West Virginia. And I didn't have any money and lost my wallet, no driver's license or anything. And I think that I also drove too, you know. Now, I would be freaking out, you know. But I mean, that sucked. So I always remember Slippery Rock for that reason. And you know what? Once we got to Wheeling, West Virginia, we got to this college and it wasn't set up through anybody. And we walked around the campus and we probably drank a couple of beers and we went and we drove back. Like, I don't, you know, just when you're a kid, you don't know. That's why I tried to tell Emily when we look in the heart, we go to the high school and a kid will be doing something idiotic. And you're like, did you know what you were doing at that time? No, I do want to say, though, she is in musical theater and in chorus. And the camaraderie that these kids have. And what's really cool is I never experienced this. What about you? If you played sports or you were in some after school activity on a team type thing, a freshman and a senior, the senior never gave the freshman a time of day. My daughter at this high school, Eastlake, in musical theater or in chorus, the kids that are freshmen are treated just as nice as a junior, a senior. They're also supportive of one another. The camaraderie, it is awesome. And I love it because I get to go to performances. I've been at fields and stadiums and locker rooms my entire life. Not enough. So it really is, it's really cool to see. But all in all, things are good. I hope you're doing good too. And let me tell you before we go, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I did have to block. What are you guys about? Some people say, oh, I'm not going to block anybody. You know, let them do it. No, if you're an asshole, boom, block. Negativity. There's a guy that last week, 2 weeks ago, Dave Wills was a broadcaster for the Tampa Bay Rays. And he passed away unexpectedly. He did a spring training game with his partner, Andy Freed. And they said goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow in Port Charlotte. That's where the Rays, I don't know if it was an away game or in Port Charlotte. It was spring training, Grapefruit League game. We'll see you tomorrow. And tomorrow never came. Dave died at night. And so they set the date that they were going to induct the late Dave Wills into the Tampa Bay Rays Hall of Fame. Carl Crawford is in, Wade Boggs is in, Don Zimmer is in, Fred McGriff is going to be going in this year, and they were going to induct the late Dave Wills. And so it was last week. It was on a Sunday. I didn't have any daddy-daughter duties. My wife, the list, cool, can I go? Boom, let me go. Because Dave did my podcast. I saw him all the time. Always nice to me. He used to come on when I had the TV show. All the time. And very, very good man. Out of Chicago, good man. And so let me go. And I'm so glad that I went. His wife was there. They put a little stage out by the pitcher's mound. The owner, of course, Stu Sternberg. But his daughter, his son, and his daughter's boyfriend. He was on the stage. Yeah, he's getting some publicity. He's dating the daughter. And the daughter spoke. Oh my God. It was incredible. They're missing their dad. And everybody in the stadium that came in, it was like 20,000 that day, 19,000 change. They got these flowered shirts, tropical shirts, because Dave liked wearing those shirts. He built a Dave's dugout, a bar in his home. That he loved, and having friends over and for Super Bowl and for football games and blah, blah, blah. And then it was funny. I was listening to the Rays radio pregame, the new guy, Chris Adams Wall. He's a really good dude. And he went a week ago before the ceremony and went to the house and went to Dave's dugout. And he recorded a podcast with Dave's wife and Dave's daughter. And it was funny. They were saying Dave loved going in Dave's dugout. He loved with his keg, you know, his tap and the TV and just hanging out in there. And then the daughter grew up. she got older, and her friends and the girls would want to go into Dave's dugout. But it was really, really nice, and it was a touching day. Andy Freed, who was his broadcast partner, he was great, and he was telling stories. So I posted some video, and what a nice day it was, and the Rays won. And a guy on my Facebook, I don't even know him, he's a salesman for a radio station on the East Coast, Orlando he was on, I think he's on the East Coast, and he's like, what a garbage stadium. You know, what a piece of crap. They don't deserve it, baseball. Like, dude, okay, we all know the stadium situation sucks. We don't know if we're really honestly ever going to get one. We don't know if the Rays would ever leave. We know that the attendance over the years has been at or near the bottom. We know all that. But on a day that was so nice, kind of touching, heartwarming, seeing his daughter. Then we got to interview his daughter and his son up in the press box area in like the second inning or they came up. They couldn't have been nicer. The wife was so nice. And Dave's memory. And like, are some people not aware? Like, okay, you're from, you. Orlando wanted a stadium, wants the Rays, hasn't gotten it. You're bitter. St. Pete, it hasn't worked with the stadium. Is this the day that you have to, and I don't know you, on my Facebook. And then it started. And then he started like engaging back with some people like, dude, we like our trop. You're not from here. And I'm like, boom, you know what? You know, and I just said, stop hating. And finally I was like, why am I letting this guy bother me? Boom. I came back, block, boom. Like, are some people just not aware? I was in a good mood. All is good. The block is good. Block, 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 block. All right, one final time. My sponsor, Lipton Window and Door. Lipton Window and Door, Newport Richey. Schedule an appointment now. You need new windows? You need new doors? You in Pasco, Pinellas, Hernando, Hillsborough County? Tim Lipton Window and Door. 727-372-2455. Get your windows and doors replaced before this hurricane season. Call today, schedule an appointment. They'll come out. They've picked the best manufacturers, best products at the most affordable prices. And all of Lipton's windows and doors meet and exceed Florida building and energy codes. Just good people. He's Tim Lipton. You know what they also do? They donate $100 from every job that they do, and they give to the Southeast Guide Dogs in Bradenton. When I went and met with Tim, and I met with him at his showroom in his office, and he loved talking about that. He went down there in Bradenton. He saw what the Southeast Guide Dogs, what they do with these dogs, and he's like, I'm going to donate every job that I have, $100, every job, and give it to them. 100% financing on all windows and purchases or installation costs. Only top quality windows and doors. They'll provide you with custom made window and door solutions, and they never compromise on quality. Lipton Window and Door of Newport Richey. Lindsay Marie Brewer, it was an honor. Thank you very, very much. Best of luck. Can't wait to see you up on that podium, baby. At a number one. I can't wait. And I'll talk to you next week. Hey, if you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button. Like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Alrighty, do it for me. Thank you. I see you somewhere. I'll buy you a beer.